And we've got a right legend into... It's the first time you've ever been to Vectis Radio. I know I've interviewed you elsewhere, and I know that I've seen and heard about you doing various things in the last few years, and it's a real privilege and a pleasure to have you back in the studio at Vectis Radio. So welcome, General MacArthur, otherwise Colin to his friends.
Thank you, Sir Ian.
So, I mean, you're an incredible chap. I mean,
no, I'm not.
Well, you are. You're an incredible chap. You are. You've got. Is it pigmentosa?
Retinitis pigmentosa. Well done. You nearly got it.
Okay, you almost got it. Yeah. Yeah. So does that mean you're completely blind?
Yeah.
You don't have any. Because
I see a bit of light in a pinhole, but that's it.
Okay. And you do the most incredible things, like we just talked about you and your sidecar ride.
People on the Isle of Wight have really been great and helped us do silly things that get publicity and get loads of money in for the cause. So it's been good.
And you've been doing this since about 1980?
On and off in various parts of the country. It wasn't until we moved to the Isle of Wight and things took off.
Okay.
And we started with the hovercraft. Silly idea we were trying to do, and but we couldn't do it that weekend we wanted to. So Linda came up with the idea, my wife, why don't we ask Hover Travel if I can pilot it for publicity and fundraising?
Like you do.
And we thought we were going to get the usual response, and we got a very good email saying, don't see why not, come in and talk to us. And that was in 2007. And that's captured people's imagination, and that was the start of it then. And
did you have any passengers?
Not on that one, but we did. A couple of years later, we tried our arm with Whitelink, and they let me loose on White Rider 1 in the early days. And that was publicised, and we even had people paying to come on to the... camera in while I was driving it. people have been really great, and we've taken a plane, a glider, the lifeboat, the motorcycle and sidecar around Smallbrook Stadium, and they've raised thousands of pounds. All these little ideas on the island, so it's been really good.
See, that's why you're a legend. And so you've been doing this since about 1980, and you're raising money for a particular charity.
Yeah, this charity's RP, Fighting Blindness. RP is the name, Retinitis Pigmentosa. It's just an umbrella name for a group of conditions of the eye where basically the 40 genes, of which there's about 250, all different types, switch off the cells in the retina. And... up till now, there's been no treatment or cure, but we've been raising money over the last 40 years for this research. And we've come to the stage now where we're looking for gene therapy trials, but each one costs about £1 million. And there's 250, as far as we know, each may well need its own one, or it may well need a group of it, but it's still going to be some money. But we're looking... government help in the future, the NHS and other funding bodies for that sort of thing, but we still need to get the research in to find the remaining 40 genes. My one hasn't been found, so we still have to get these genes found so we can then go through genetic testing and then go through gene therapy trials, and in the future, hopefully in a couple of years' time, stem cell therapies will regrow the dead photoreceptor cells. They're like the pixels in a camera, and there's 137 million of these cells, but they just die off, and hopefully they'll regrow with stem cell therapy.
Now, it's a fascinating story you've got there, and obviously you want to raise as much money as you possibly can for the charity. You're doing an event in a mo, which we'll talk about in a mo. I just want to apologise for the noise that you can hear. We're actually having the studio soundproofed, and that's a true story, but obviously you've got to go through all this noise to get it soundproofed. They're in the process of working up above, and we do pardon the noise. Now, the event's going on 19th of March?
Yes, 19th of March. Whitecliff Bay have helped us out a lot in the past. We've got the NAB Bar private function. We're asking people, another one of Linda's crazy ideas. It's the 40th anniversary of the charity, so in exchange for a free ticket, a free buffet, a free raffle and free entertainment, we're asking people to raise £40 in any way legally so they can get sponsored. So we've got quite a few people doing it and got quite a bit of money at the moment, but thanks to our supporters on the island at Whitecliff and beyond, we're getting quite a bit of money in, and it should be a good night.
Wow, so that's March. Why does your wife keep having these wonderful ideas?
I know. There's a few people around who like me come up with some ideas about jumping off cliffs with these little glider things or whatever.
has your wife done that yet? Has she come up with that
yet.
Idea yet?
Not yet.
That's building up
but
to it.
It keeps up in the insurance each time. I don't know.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
well
yeah.
Done.
But not isn't in the true sense. It was actually led. But I had to try and steer it round a course.
Steer it.
Yeah. And it was an ex-race course, apparently.
Oh, blimey.
So they said it's fine normally, but once it sees a crowd, it thinks it's back at the race course. So hold on tight.
So how many really scary things have you done then? I don't suppose they're scary at all to you, are they? You just take it in all in stride.
The latest one was the hardest one. We did Three Peaks. And that was a real challenge. That the others I've just enjoyed. They've been good fun because we 9 times out of 10 we've got dual control. So if I make a real pig's ear of it, someone else can correct it. Pardon the horse, but yeah. And but the Three Peaks, Linda came along as well, and we had about 30 people go through the Ben Nevis, Scarfield Pike, and Snowdon. And there was snow in July still on top of Ben Nevis. So it was, about half of these 30 were blind, and we had a snowball fight on top of Ben Nevis. So, and there were still strangers walking past on the path, and they were getting hit as well, apparently. But, yeah, good laugh.
You sound like such a great character. You take everything in your stride. I mean, how long have you been blind for? From birth?
Yeah, ever since I can remember. I've had tunnel vision and night blindness as a child. I just assumed everybody saw the same as me. But then as I got older, I couldn't follow a tennis ball once. Went to the optician. I think I was about 12, 13, 14. And they said, you need to go to the hospital, get something checked out. And that's when they told me I had an eye condition. You may go blind. We don't know when you'll go blind, but there's no treatment cure at the moment. So I vowed then that I was going to do everything I could make sure I didn't go blind. But when I went blind, I vowed that I'd do everything to get my eyesight back. So that's why I'm always passionate. I've done started off grassroots. In about 1980 with a charity, and now I'm a trustee of the charity and have a say in where the money goes that everybody raises, and make sure the scientists are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
which is great, isn't it? I mean, there's you. I mean, there's so many people that could have just turned their back on this and just got on with their lives, but you want to put something back in and help others, which is remarkable, really.
Yeah, we've had fun along the way, though.
It sounds like you've had more fun than most people, actually. So if people want to help out, how can they help out? Is there a website we can check out and make donations on?
The 19th of March is we've got justgiving.org. Is that right? Justgiving.com, is it? Sorry, justgiving.com/RP40, all lowercase together, one word. And the 40 is numbers, obviously. There's a website for rpfightingblindness.org.uk. There's a /IOW on that as well. We'll take you to the Isle of Wight groups page. And if anybody wishes to contact us for the 19th of March, our email address is colinmacarthur, all lowercase, @talktalk.net.
Okay, and what's the next big daft thing you're going to do then?
We don't know. We haven't planned one yet.
We said something about, because I thought you'd thrown yourself out of an aeroplane, but you haven't done that yet, have you?
We've arranged, we did one a couple of years ago. Last year, somebody else from Whitecliff Bay did one. They wanted to do one from Sandown. We arranged that one. Couple of my sons have done a couple we've arranged, but I haven't yet. But
not yet.
Well, never say no, but yeah. I just didn't fancy the idea of jumping out of a plane.
No.
There's when we were piloting a plane, I suppose you screamed, didn't you, at one stage. I'm talking to Linda, and because we turned over and all Linda could see was a sea in front of us.
Hey, look, is there anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to plug before you go?
No, just thank you very much for letting me talk to people about this, and thanking people on the Isle of Wight for their generosity. And if anybody's got a challenge they want me to do that would raise money and awareness, then let us know.
Okay, well, I will. We'll think of something in the next couple of minutes, and we'll let you know. All right.
Linda, do you have to go along and do all these things with him?
No.
You don't?
Some have done, but not many.
I wouldn't be able to do any of this without Linda, because she does all the paperwork and helps me when we do the meetings.
Clipboard.
Fantastic, yes.
So gets me to where I need to be, and it's all down to Linda. And all these crazy ideas are started off with you, don't
they? Drive a tractor, have you done that?
Not yet.
No.
Where do you want me to drive the tractor?
I don't know, at the field.
I've got a better idea. I've got a great idea. Okay, at the Isle of Wight Military Museum, there's a tank.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, somebody said that. I know the fellow who's in charge here. He's often said to do that, but he's never got round to arranging it.
Right, we'll arrange it.
That'd be good.
He's a friend of ours.
Yes.
So we'll arrange it.
Okay.
How do you fancy driving a tank?
Yeah, but I'll have a go at anything.
Yeah. Down Newport.
As long as it's not by, That's all I'm saying, not by a car park. People crying as they love cars.
Part of the fun, that would be. Hey, look, it's brilliant to see you, and good luck with the event on the 19th.
Thank you very much.
And hopefully you'll come back again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, General MacArthur.